Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, Apollo 8.
Are the stars in the flight plan proper for this next exercise of P-23?
We'd like to talk to Jim about it when he's ready to copy.
He's ready.
Okay,
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Fine, fine, Jim. You're sounding good this morning. We'd like to give you a little rundown on these stars. As you can see in the flight plan, we've got you scheduled for number 33, Antares, number 34, Atria, and number 40, Old Altair. Now, the first of those, Antares, is in plane. The second two are out of plane. As you know, we'd like to get a mixture of the in and the out of plane. Antares, number 33, is close to the sun, and we expect that you're going to have difficulty getting those measurements on number 33. We'd like very much for you to try, but if you're unable to do number 33, then we propose that you use number 42, which is Peacock, to the lunar far horizon. We realize Peacock isn't the greatest one available, or greatest star in the sky, but it's about the only one available, over.
Roger, understand. We'll go to Antares first and try it. You know, we tried it the last time, and I got one set before I lost the moon completely in the white haze. I'll give it another try. If it doesn't work out, we'll go to Peacock and give it
a... That's affirmative, Jim, and if neither Antares nor Peacock work, well then we just will be happy to go with Atria and with Altair. We'd like then to increase the number of sets and do three on Atria, that's 34, number 34, and two on Altair, number 40. But that's only in the event that you can get neither Antares nor Peacock.
Roger, understand. I'll give it
Apollo 8, Houston, did you copy?
Roger, this is 8, copied. We'll increase the number on number 34 to 3, and the number sets on 40 to 2 if we cannot get 33 or 42.
Yeah, that's exactly right.